And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
We all made it in. Look
We're
at that.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. One piece, I think.
Only hit snooze 3 times today.
Start? Like it's good.
It's good.
It's all right.
It's better than turning your alarm off like I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Jen is super excited about Phelps versus Shark this weekend.
You have no idea.
I mean, I understand. I know. This is great.
Shark Week is happening. That kicks it all off. And I got this great idea yesterday. I'm like, wait, it's Phelps versus Shark. We should have Joey versus things. Joey taking on things.
I like this.
Yes. Today I'm going to find him a left shark outfit, by the way, so he can be the left shark from Katy Perry's Super Bowl performance, and then we'll set him... I was out there surveying the scene this morning. We've got this whole little green space right here that we could run them down.
I got trikes.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, fantastic.
We got tricycles.
Yes.
Now, you do remember, we want him to come back in one piece.
Oh, Joey will be fine. Okay. The listeners competing against him, I don't know. They may or may not.
Yeah, okay. Right. So you say that you want people today to sign up if they want to race Joe tomorrow?
I think so. Yeah, we're going to get into all that, but we've got some concert tickets. Shaylee just told me we've got a couple more pair of good tickets to give away. So we'll get into all that here in just a little bit, how you can win concert tickets to this weekend's biggest shows by competing against Joey.
Because I'm giving Jen's away.
You're giving my Journey Asia
tickets
away.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I got some. Don't you worry. Okay. I got some.
All right. Well, that's good. Let's get started today with 10 items or less, as always, at 6:08.
Arizona Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with brain cancer. The 80-year-old found out he had the disease after surgery for a blood clot above his left eye. McCain and his family are looking at treatment, including possible chemotherapy and radiation. Almost half of Americans say they've tried marijuana at least once. A new Gallup poll shows 45% of adults say they've smoked pot. That's a drastic change from the late 60s, when only about 4% say they took a puff.
Except you thought the whole world was doing it.
I know. That seems weird to me. That's only 4% then? I mean, I think it's how many
admitted
to
it. Yeah.
Because
oh,
now
yeah,
it's
sure.
so much more accepted.
Right.
Shaylee, I have a feeling you've never tried pot.
I haven't.
Joey, I'm going to say yes, you have.
The answer is surprisingly no.
Really?
Yeah.
Jen? Truda? Oh,
Joey's
I absolutely
pretty,
have.
Joey's pretty straight and narrow.
Yeah, I did back in the Lawrence days a handful of times. I was not good at it. Like, I think
okay,
there's
not good at it.
There's an art to smoking, and I cannot do it.
I'm not good at it either.
No, I can't.
I mean, after many nights spent with the Beastie Boys and my buddies in college, it ended up that I was a better driver of the stone people than I was, you know, partaking.
That's
so.
Exactly how I was.
Yeah.
I just looked stupid.
You just stay home with your Lifetime movies. You're okay.
No, it was great. I mean, then I could still have the Beastie Boys, but I was like, hey, let's go to Taco John.
Right. I just want to eat. I just want the after effects of eating.
Or Burrito King. Burrito King is what it was in Lawrence.
Yeah.
So you roll through there at 1 in the morning. It was fantastic.
Brandon Moss doubled in the tying run in the bottom of the ninth, scored on a sack fly by Alex Gordon as the Royals rallied to beat the Tigers 4-3 in a hot, hot game last night at Kauffman. And O.J. Simpson will have his parole hearing today. Many experts say he has a good chance of becoming a free man. Simpson has served more than 8 years of a 9-to-33-year sentence after being convicted of armed robbery and other charges in 2008 when he attempted to recover some of his football memorabilia. If 4 of the 6 members of the parole board vote to release Simpson, he'll be released by October 1st. And no truth to the rumors that they were saying that he was in jeopardy. His potential parole was in jeopardy because he got caught having fun with himself in jail. They say that is not true. That information would not be released. That is fake news.
Well, they are literally taking bets on whether he's going to be released. You can bet on this in Vegas.
That's crazy.
And the odds for him being released were something like 92%.
Really?
I mean, it is like all in that he's going to get released. Yeah.
Oh, everybody's going to be watching that today.
Right?
To find out if he's out.
I mean, there may be an ESPN special.
Oh, ESPN will absolutely be watching that all day.
It's going to the decision to
all right,
OJ.
Quick round of votes. I say he does not get out. Shaylee?
I say he does.
Joey, the producer.
I'm going to guess he does.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with yes.
Okay.
They
well,
said
I'm the
it,
only
I,
one.
I watched the special Friday night on ABC. They
of
said
course
he's been
you
a
did.
Model prisoner. They said he's not been one written up one time, and they said it's like driving through a school zone with a highway patrolman behind you for 9 years and never getting a ticket.
Crazy. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show. The sun who makes me shine.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
All right, Schlitterbahn tickets up for grabs. Right now, call 816-576-7102. What's the answer to this? These are 700% larger today than they were 100 years ago.
Balls.
What is it? No, that is incorrect.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I was wrong. Meant to go over here. Hey, Ronnie, it's Bates City. Good morning.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well. How about you?
I'm good.
What's your guess this morning?
Wine glasses.
That's exactly it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wine glasses are now 700% larger. Thank goodness.
I fully support this.
Yes. Do you drink wine?
I do. I don't drink a lot of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't sit well with me.
Sure.
But yes, I do like it.
But a nice big 700% bigger glass of it goes down pretty nicely.
Wow, look at that.
Hey, back in the 90s, I used to drink it straight from the bottle, out of the brown bag. Night change.
Is that wrong now?
Oh, it's so cute you guys say bottle, not box.
Oh, is that wrong?
Box of wine.
You got it. So we're going to give you some tickets to head out to Schlitterbahn and cool off this summer, all right?
Oh, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'm not judging. I mean, whatever floats your boat or whatever.
Bottle. What do you drink? Like, if you go out to a bar and first drink you order, what is it?
Usually vodka soda.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I've seen you order that.
Vodka soda.
Vodka soda. Yeah. Hardly
uppity. The girl, okay, is a 7 and 7, is that really, like, out there, do you think?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, as a drink, because at the Media Mix Awards, I went out with a group of people afterwards, and the bartender says, what do you have? And I said, well, I'll take a 7 and 7. And she's like, oh, old man. She, like I was from the Mad Men era or something.
No one orders that anymore.
Well, I don't think anybody calls it that.
Yeah,
maybe.
I guess that's it.
Right.
What do you call it? I never go out, so I don't know these things. What is it called now?
Well, I don't know. You just order what the drink actually is. Like Shaylee said, she orders vodka and soda.
Yeah.
I'm sure that has a fancy name somewhere.
Probably.
Like somebody's calling it whatever.
Right.
But you just order the actual drink.
Oh. I don't know what the actual drink
is. I want a sex on the beach. Just because it's fun to say. Just order.
Don't act like he hasn't done that before. He has.
Just order the actual.
I'm clueless in the ways of social workings.
As a former bartender's wife. He's a former bartender. I'm still his wife. But they hate it as bartenders when people,
thank you for clarifying.
When people use the cutesy names, you know, I need a whatever, banana stripper.
I'm
no,
old,
stop.
But, just, oh, what is a banana stripper?
I think that this calls for a show happy
if
hour.
Somebody can make that drink for me. You just come up. Forget the shark race. I'll give you the tickets.
Order your vodka, would you?
Here's what's still coming up on the show with Jen and Truda.
A banana stripper in an old fashioned.
I bet it exists. And maybe I've had one this morning. Yes, entertainment news is on the way.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's here with the entertainment news.
It's July 20th and celebrating birthdays today. From Dancing with the Stars, the newly married dancer and actress Julianne Hough is 29. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Carlos Santana is 70. And model and wife of Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, is 37. The creators of HBO's Game of Thrones have their next show lined up. David Benioff and Dan Weiss are going to write and direct an original series called Confederate. This show is going to be set in an alternative reality in a nation where slavery is still legal and southern U.S. states have seceded. HBO said the series chronicles the events leading to the Third American Civil War. I think that's going to be awesome. I'm not into Game of Thrones because I'm not into the whole dragons, and I've just never, we didn't have HBO for a long time.
Right.
So I never got into it, and now I feel like I'm too late on the Game of Thrones wagon. But Confederate, I want to watch.
So boobs and cannonballs now.
That's exactly.
Instead of boobs and dragons?
That's exactly where we're headed now.
You're such
fantastic.
A history buff.
History in the buff.
Computer. All of a sudden, my computer just decided it's going to reboot. You better stop this right now. I can't read
have
my
you guys
entertainment
by the way, news. That brings up on Amazon. Do you guys have Amazon Prime? Have you seen that?
No.
Like, so you haven't seen the what is the one that I like? It's a show about what would have happened if Nazi Germany and Japan had won World War II and had taken over the U.S. and split us in half. So half the country is Japanese territory, half is Germany.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. I love those like alternate history sorts of things. Now, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, that was a whole different.
was too far.
I couldn't take that one.
Too much. You know? So it's Comic-Con week in San Diego, and on Conan last night, they're doing all their shows live from Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
So Andy Richter was giving Conan some questions last night.
These are some tough questions.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. What were Uncle Ben's dying words to Peter Parker?
Beware the reboot.
White Walker is another name for...
A Trump cabinet member.
Oh. What superhero smells too strongly of cologne?
Uberman.
Uberman, yeah. Green Arrow sometimes goes by the name...
Right on Red Arrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did George Lucas originally want to call lightsabers?
Laser dongs.
Of course he did. Who is...
Oh, that's good.
Joey, do you know, who are the big draws at Comic-Con this year?
There's going to be a lot of, like, big panels of, like, different TV shows, Game of Thrones, Bob's Burgers, Stranger Things.
Oh.
And then there's going to be, like, big trailers for, like, the new Justice League, the new Thor, and, of course, the new Star Wars.
Of course.
Yeah.
I love Bob's Burgers. Have you ever watched that show?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's so funny.
I mean, so good. I don't know if anything that I just heard was in English.
You've never watched Stranger Things?
You don't know any of some of the stuff here?
No.
You've got to get caught up on that before season two, which comes out right before Halloween.
It does.
Stranger Things,
October
27th,
yep.
Also, Madonna stopping the auction of her personal items, including a love letter pen to her from her ex-boyfriend and late rapper Tupac. The order to block the auction was given by a New York Supreme Court judge Tuesday at the request of the pop star. The items that were set to be auctioned off include the letter from Tupac, a hairbrush with some of Madonna's hair, and a used pair of her underwear. Madonna says she was shocked to hear about the planned auction of her personal items. Court documents name Madonna's former friend Darlene Lutz as the person behind the sale of the items. The Tupac letter was expected to go for around $400,000.
Wow.
That's your entertainment news for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
If you still haven't gotten a chance to see Shaylee's torture closet video from Big Brother last week, that's up on our Facebook page. Check that out. Is one of us... Don't play this song right now. What are you doing to me?
So earlier this morning off the air, Jen says, I've somehow mentioned or referenced that song Say Something. Which is this song.
Say something.
If you can listen to this song and not cry, then you're a robot.
And she says,
I am not.
That song totally makes me cry.
Oh my gosh.
So I figured I would play it and see if she actually just cried.
But Jen also cries at the drop of a hat.
No, you know who cries at the drop of a hat is my guy Mark from Big Brother.
That is true.
The guy I picked in the draft. This guy cries more than girls on the show.
Now let's set the scene here for a second. He's, what, 6'2", something like that?
Big buff
muscles
dude, athletic
are
trainer.
For days.
Yes.
Huge dude, and he cries every 3 seconds.
Oh my gosh. The guy's starting to make me, I'm like, dude, pull it together.
Is it over the game? Like he's crying over things happening in the
house?
He doesn't
want to lose friends.
Oh, he's crying over friends.
He doesn't want to go up on the block as a pawn.
He's like a 30-year-old man, and he's crying over losing friends in a Big Brother house?
Yes.
He doesn't want this person to go home, so he's crying because he's like, no, I don't want to go against her. I'm not going to campaign against her. I can't.
Okay. Kevin took the pool table and didn't let me play. No, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure he is. Dude's crying at everything.
It's true.
Seriously. But anyway, so I thought I'd play this for Jen and see if she just started crying.
Don't you have songs that make you cry?
No.
Every time you hear them?
No.
Well, I do.
You do?
I mean, so I am kind of a big softie like my buddy Mark.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I love this song. What song makes you cry?
How about this one? It's a Coldplay song.
Of course it is.
That just makes me cry because it's Coldplay.
Shut up! God, I hate you guys.
I hear Chris Martin's voice and I definitely tear up.
Yep.
maybe that's more of a stinging in my eye. Like, make it stop.
And not just because, like, you know, some people are crying over the Chainsmokers because they're awful.
They're right. Not.
But this song is Fix You, and I think it's really good. It's sweet.
Shailene doesn't cry at anything. She is one of the least emotional women I know.
She is cold-hearted.
I am not. I'm very emotional, but I'm not a crier.
No, but you're not. Well, but I don't see you get emotional. Like, I don't see you really.
But I hold a lot of that in.
Yeah,
a lot of it.
Let it go.
There's no
Let
song.
It go, millennial. Come on.
Come on, have a good cry. What will make her cry? Play a good cry song.
Yeah, right?
I don't cry at songs.
Come
Joey?
On, there's got to be something that unlocks that.
Joey, you're a nice, young, strapping young buck. Do you have a song that makes you cry?
There is one song that gets me. It's by this British folk singer named Frank Turner. It's called Long Live the Queen. And it's about a friend of his who's dying of cancer.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Well, they bring everybody down.
Oh, what about Supermarket Flowers by Ed Sheeran? Listen to that. If you can listen to the lyrics to that, it's about his grandma dying. Oh, but it's so good. It's happy. It's not a sad song about her dying. It's like the happy and her living on through his family, and oh, so good. Come on, Shaylee, let go. Don't you want her to just open up?
I do.
It's okay.
I do. I just want to find a song that makes
you
cry.
I'm not a crier.
What about the first couple times you heard "Hello" by Adele? Oh, I
right?
sobbed.
What about "Hello" by Lionel Richie?
Wait, you seriously cried?
Oh yeah. But that, you know what? That was the time in my life. I wouldn't now for sure. At the time of my life, I was going through a terrible, terrible time. And it specifically had to do with that, with a breakup. And so it was like, oh, it was terrible. My husband and I were separated. That was terrible to listen to Adele at that time. Don't ever listen to Adele when you're going through a breakup for
God, right?
Oh. Well, yeah, why would you do that?
That was a bad choice.
Yeah.
I want to know what makes the audience cry. 816-576-7102. What makes you guys out there cry? Text or call us and let us know. And then we'll play your song for you so you just cry in the car.
That'd be good. No, that would be a terrible drive to work. Everybody shows up sobbing.
Hope everyone's wearing waterproof mascara.
How about this is another one for me from Death Cab for Cutie.
Love of mine, someday you will die.
Jeez,
I'll be
what?
Close behind.
This sounds terrible.
This is a great song. I Will Follow You into the Dark by Death Cab.
We got a text from 0223 that said Sarah Beth by Rascal Flatts.
Oh, that is a good song.
That's country. It wouldn't make me cry. Luke Bryan's going to make me cry. We give those tickets away.
We're doing that in the 8 o'clock hour. You want to see Luke Bryan at Sprint Center? We've got tickets.
We'll right back on the show after this. How hot is it going to be today? That'll make you cry. We'll tell you coming up next.
Illuminate the nose on their vacancy signs. If there's no one beside you when your soul embarks, then I'll follow you into the dark.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We're talking about the songs that make you cry.
6999 texted, Iris by Third Eye Blind makes me cry. I associate it with my aunt's funeral. It was played there. I still cry. And that was in 2006. Those memories, man. They get you.
Yep. I still get made fun of in our house because I cried at the intro video to the KU basketball when we went to Allen Fieldhouse.
Those are so
what?
Good, though.
But they are so good.
Yes.
And I mean, especially if you're a fan, right?
Yeah.
And they come on and...
Senior
she's
night
like,
videos.
What are you crying at that? Maybe.
No.
Sports is the last great drama on television.
Yeah. This person texted Elvin Presley's version of Amazing Grace. Ooh, that would do it. Mm. You and me, Dave Matthews, cry every time, says 6648.
Right. A lot of people mentioning this on the text line, 816-576-7102. Butterfly Kisses.
When I was in high school, I was in Madrigals, which was like the show choir.
Yeah, yeah.
And we sang And So It Goes by Billy Joel. That song will break you down. And every time we had to perform it, because you sing it a cappella, which makes it that much more beautiful and sad. Every time we'd sing it, I'd be up there with a little tear coming down my face like, hold it together. You're at a concert and everyone's looking.
She was that crying emoji back in the day. Tears
she was
out
the original. Oh, that song will tear your heart apart.
Yeah, let's get to the phones. We've got some people waiting here on hold. We're going to start in Overland Park. Here's Sean. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to the show. What song makes you cry?
Well, I played it because it first came out, and it was Tim McGraw's Humble But Kind. We played it at my mom's funeral. And she passed away from cancer just past June. And so when that song came out, it was so fitting. And also it dealt with cancer patients as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a good one. And sorry for your loss.
I appreciate it.
Now when you hear it, is it a good cry, though? Is it nice and cathartic?
Oh, yeah. It reminds us of all the stuff she taught us.
Yeah.
And so we reflect. My brother, he still tears up about it, too. So, you know, it's a good song to think about all the good memories, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah,
thank you, Sean.
No problem. Take care, guys.
All right. Alex and Lawrence, good morning. You have a song that makes you cry?
Yeah, Johnny Cash's version of Hurt.
Ooh, that is...
That is a great song.
Yeah.
No
especially watching the video too, you can see his whole life, and it just kind of fills you up, you know.
Yeah, it was a good like retrospective, a good look back at all the stuff he had done.
Oh yeah, I think I remember first hearing it a couple of years ago, and I didn't even know about it up until then. I just remember falling the first time, and it still gets me every time.
Yeah, you bet. All right, yeah. Alex, thanks for the call.
Awesome, no problem.
5775 said, Marry Me by Train. I cry every time because that's the song my fiancé played for me to let me know he wanted to marry me.
Oh, how about that? Well, you girls cry every time Play That Song comes on.
Oh, that's a different reason.
Yeah, that's something totally
that's
different.
An angry cry.
Hey, Kimberly in Pleasanton, what is the song that makes you cry?
Hero by Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kimberly and Molly, by the way.
She was at our Christmas party.
Oh, yes. Right.
You
right.
were very, very pregnant at our Christmas party, and you
yes,
looked so
I was.
Uncomfortable. And then how long after our party did you have the baby?
1 week.
Mm. That's it. Yeah. That
was... yeah. They induced me, and they said I wouldn't make it to the weekend, and my doctor would be gone. And I said, well, then you're going to have to deliver her and come in because nobody else is going to do it. And so she... induced me, and in 9 hours, I had a baby.
Wow. Now, why does Hero make you cry? Is there a memory attached to it or anything?
Yes, a friend of mine sung it at her graduation, and then she was killed not too long after that.
Oh, no.
It's a very, very good song.
Yeah.
It is indeed. I'm really glad to hear you and baby are doing well.
Yes, she's growing.
She's beautiful and adorable because I always see her pictures on Facebook. She's stinging cute.
Yeah.
That's my blue-eyed girl.
Thank you, Kimberly.
And thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, wrap up here with Mary Kelly in Lenexa. Mary, what song makes you cry?
Tears in Heaven.
Mm-hmm. Little Eric Clapton,
oh,
Tears in Heaven.
Tears in Heaven.
Yep.
Yes.
That gets me, too. Do you have a special memory attached to that or it just... I mean,
no,
you don't need one for that song.
No, just because of what happened, and it just makes you think about anybody you've ever lost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My dad told me that this song makes him cry, and that makes me cry alone. The thought of my dad, crying,
dad crying
makes
right.
me cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one.
Thank you, Mary. My friend Dave personally texted me to bring it back to a lighter note and says, didn't you tell me you cry every time you go to a KU football game? Okay, Dave.
Again. All right. Yes.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Different
Thanks.
Reason.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Thursday morning at The Show. Shaylee's here with the All Access.
So WWE exec Shane McMahon, son of Vince, was in a helicopter that crashed that off the coast of Long Island yesterday. No one was injured, but he spoke to reporters about the incident.
Well, it's very unsettling, you know, when all of a sudden you have, you know, something happen, you hear a bang, and then you start saying we're going to do an emergency landing in the water. So, yes, it was very unnerving. But again, Mario was super calm, which made me super calm, and we landed perfectly.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, you don't want to hear a bang.
No.
In the words emergency landing.
No.
At any point.
No.
On any
never.
Trip.
No, definitely not.
Nah, but then it's okay because then he busts out of the side of the helicopter. He's like, oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's exactly what happened. Harry Styles spoke to Today about how excited he is to appear in Dunkirk.
I feel incredibly lucky to have been a part of such an amazing story, and the cast is, you know, people that I'm such a massive fan of, and I'm a massive fan of Chris's, and I think, you know, what you were saying earlier with it's quite a lean script, there's not a ton of dialogue, mm-hmm. and you don't have these big backstories with the characters, and I think simply you don't really need it. I think the fact that they're quite blank, you know, as an audience member, you're watching it kind of projecting your own fear mm-hmm. onto them. So as you're watching yeah. it, you're just seeing these people as yourself.
Now, you two are big history buffs. I include you in this, Jen.
Yeah.
Are you going to go see it?
My husband is forcing me. When he saw the commercial for that, he was like, oh, we're going to that. Yeah.
Well, B.B. Wood was at our Radiothon, and she said it was amazing.
I bet it is.
She saw it the night before.
Has she seen it already?
Yeah.
I'm going to see the big IMAX one. I can't wait for this.
Oh, yeah.
It's British. It's World War II. Everything
it's
I love.
And Harry Styles. Everything
and
you
Harry
love.
And Harry Styles. It's the trifecta. Best movie of all time. I'll already tell you that.
All right. And I know, Jen, you already talked about this a little bit, but R. Kelly is claiming he's only guilty of pampering women with much luxury that they've come accustomed to. I call a little BS here. There may or may not be a slight cult-ish activity going on. He has 6 women in his homes in Illinois and in Georgia. And supposedly they can't leave. They can leave, but they don't have any outside contact with his family.
They can't go to the bathroom without permission. From what I've read, they are not allowed to eat, go to the bathroom, wear certain clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is done with, like, written permission. And I've heard a lot of stories from him out of Chicago from long, long ago. Not just recent stories, but
mm-hmm.
man, this freaks me out. I don't think
there's a woman that said she met him at a concert meet and greet. They communicated for about 6 months, and then he asked her to live with him. She agreed, but then he never said, oh, by the way, you can't speak to your family.
Right.
And you can't see your family. Can't anything.
The parents of one of the girls hasn't seen her since December, and then it was super rigid contact. Like, they can't even talk on the phone. They can't text, nothing.
Are they trapped in the closet?
But she spoke to TMZ and said, no, Dad, you know where I'm at. You helped set this whole thing up. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But either which way, I'm not part of that cult.
I think he promised that they were going to be big artists. Like, oh, I'm going to make you famous.
Oh, right,
but there's
right.
some that aren't artists.
Right.
They aren't aspiring artists, but he did take all their smartphones.
And some as young as 18.
Oh, man. Okay.
All of this sounds terrible to me.
But they get to go to Beverly Hills for shopping sprees, so there's the... No?
Okay.
He's like, hey, David Koresh, hold my beer.
That's for real.
Yeah.
So creepy that's your all access on that.
That's weird. We'll keep on top of that one.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So Phelps versus Shark happens this Sunday as we kick off Shark Week on Discovery Channel. We are doing our own little take, getting a shark costume for Joey, the producer.
We're going to find one.
It will be Joey.
This is amazing.
Yep.
Joey the Shark versus a listener. So we need four listeners who can come by the station. You have to be able to come here tomorrow morning at 7:15.
Okay.
You'll only need to be here probably 20, 30 minutes. So if you can be here between 7:15 and 7:45 tomorrow, call now. 816-576-7102. We need four people. We're going to put you in a competition. You will be able to win Luke Bryan or Journey Asia tickets. Your choice. If you were the final winner in Shark versus Listener.
Yes. And then afterwards, I will jump over Joey to jump the shark.
You will get on a motorcycle like Fonzie and jump in a boat, jump the shark.
I'm excited by Shark Week next week. This
I am too.
Probably the most built up it's been in quite some time.
I was convinced the first couple of years it was on that it was in honor of my birthday, because my birthday is August 1st and yours is August 2nd. And so I always believed, because I loved sharks, I'm like, oh, they're doing this just for my birthday. For me.
We were talking about it at home yesterday, and Addie's like, well, I don't know this whole Phelps versus Shark thing. And I said, well, obviously he lives. We just saw him on the ESPYs.
Right.
I mean, I think that's probably already in the can, so.
Yeah. And I think the buildup is all exciting. And then once we get there, we're going to be like, oh, it's
that was
him. And they timed it. And then it's a shark, and they timed it. And did he beat the time or not?
Yeah,
that's what I think it'll
so
be.
So anticlimactic, right?
But Joey tomorrow taking on a listener in a tricycle contest, that is going to be exciting.
So you should know how to ride a bike.
Just a tricycle. Not an actual bike. Just get on a little trike and move your little adult legs on a tiny little kid trike.
Oh, it'd be easy.
Yeah.
All right, let's get what's happening in the world today with 10 items or less.
Arizona Senator John McCain has been diagnosed with brain cancer. The 80-year-old found out he had the disease after surgery for a blood clot above his left eye. McCain and his family are looking at treatment, including possible chemotherapy and radiation. Almost half of Americans say they've tried marijuana at least once. A new Gallup poll shows 45% of adults say they've smoked pot. That's a drastic change from the late 60s, when about 4% say they took a puff. I say about 96% of those people were lying in that last survey.
Mm-hmm. In the 60s, are you 4%?
4%. That seems incredibly low to me. Brandon Moss doubled in the tying run in the bottom of the ninth, scored on a sack fly by Alex Gordon. The Royals rallied to beat the Tigers 4-3 in a very hot game at Kauffman last night. And O.J. Simpson going to have his parole hearing today. And a lot of experts say he has a good chance of becoming a free man. Simpson has served more than 8 years of a 9-to-33-year sentence after being convicted of armed robbery and other charges in 2008 when he attempted to recover some of his football memorabilia. Now, if four of the six members of the parole board vote to release Simpson, he'll be released by October 1st.
Well, three of the four of us on the show believe that he will.
Mm-hmm. I said I don't think he's getting out. The rest of you think he will.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's going to be watching this just like we were watching everything else back in the 90s.
Yeah, right.
Now we're all watching glued to the TV because of OJ again.
But now Joey and I are born.
Now you're alive and you can see the mania that all happened in the mid-90s.
Gosh.
Will OJ get freed? We'll find out later today. That's your 10 items or less for Thursday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We haven't done it in a while, but guys, I have found a brand new survey for us today.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
We're going to play and we're going to get somebody some tickets.
Luke Bryan tickets up for grabs. We've got some people waiting on hold. None of us know what this survey is. You have not revealed to us yet what
That's
we're
right.
guessing.
I'm going to unveil it for the very first time right now. I'll give you about 30 seconds while I introduce our phone callers to write down your guesses for today's survey. And then we'll go around the room in the survey game today, because now I figured that we've had a lot of talk this week about our good buddy Aaron Carter.
Right.
And so the survey that I pulled off of Ranker.com today is famous people with the last name of Carter.
Oh. Okay.
Famous people with the last name of Carter. Today on the phone, we have playing with Jen, Rebecca from Harrisonville. Playing with Shaylee today is Amanda from Leavenworth. And playing with Joey this afternoon, or this morning, Charlotte, also I believe from Leavenworth. There we go. Famous people with the last name of Carter.
Okay.
I'm telling you, there are a lot more than you think.
Way more.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy.
Who am I not thinking of?
Is everybody almost ready to play at least round one?
I can do round one.
More second?
I think Jen should start, because every time Joey starts, he wins and he kills the game.
That's true. Okay. I'm going to give you points, by the way, for making it into the top 20 here. So there we go. All right, Jen, you want to take your first stab at it?
Round one, I choose Jimmy Carter. Jerk.
Jimmy Carter. And you rank number one on the survey.
Woo-hoo! Seriously?
That's what I thought.
I knew that presidential history book would pay off at some point.
Well, that's why I went to the point system, so there you go. Playing people in the top 10. Jimmy Carter, the 39th president, the former peanut farmer.
Yeah.
Coming in at number one. All right, Shaylee, you want to take
the
stab?
I'm going to go Jay-Z, Sean Carter.
Oh, that's a good point, right?
Way to use
that
the
noggin.
That
was going to be my guess, too.
Mm-hmm. Right? Would you believe, actually?
What?
Really?
Not in the top 20.
You're kidding
not
me.
Not a Sean Carter. I don't know if people didn't think of him.
No, I didn't for sure. Dang it.
I will say that doesn't preclude people from the family, but there you
come
go.
On.
So, Joey?
Why would you say that?
You want to take a stab at round one?
Well, I mean, just because you said that, Blue Ivy?
Oh, the.
At number 15.
Okay. This thing is rigged.
It was only 15.
Beyonce's kid is on the list.
But her dad, Mr. Carter,
Baby
is not
Daddy
on
is
there.
Not.
But his last name might be Z.
That's it is not.
Famous people with the last name of Carter, Jen, round two. It's yours.
I go with Aaron's brother, Nick Carter.
Dang it.
Nick Carter is number nine.
Of course it is. Huh. This game is stupid.
Shales?
The only thing I had left was Vince Carter.
Vince, okay.
Number
three on the list.
Really?
Number three, yes.
Third.
Good job.
Joey, one more in this round for you.
I'll go Hall of Fame wide receiver Chris Carter.
Oh, good one.
And Chris Carter is in at number eight.
Number eight.
Congratulations.
I have one more guess when you're done.
I don't. I'm out.
Are you done?
Yeah.
You can't make one more guess of a Carter.
Not unless I can guess.
You have
idea. I could do Aaron, but that seems like a bit obvious.
Number 10 on the list.
Okay. So I'm first, ninth, and tenth.
Nobody named the obvious namesake here.
Well, I was going to say Dale Carter. Where's he on the list?
Next door from KFKF.
Well, Dale Carter, the former Kansas City Chief, is in at number 39. Congratulations, Shales.
There you go. 39th. Joey, do you have one
I
more?
Don't know about the country music radio host and country music Hall of Fame member, but the football player, he's there.
All right. I have no idea, so I'm just going to say the name John.
Oh, good. Nice random guess.
John Carter. Do I have a John Carter anywhere?
He's next to Jay-Z.
Nowhere do I have a John Carter.
So Shaylee was 3rd, and 39th.
Oh, yeah.
I was 1st, 9th, and 10th. Joey was 15th, 8th, and 0.
Yep. So, Jen, I believe your person here is going to win. And that would be Rebecca in Harrisonville. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Rebecca. Thank you.
Going to see Luke Bryan tomorrow night at the Sprint Center.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
So let me tell you some of the more famous people that have the names that we didn't pick.
Yeah.
How about number two, Helena Bonham Carter?
Oh,
how did I forget Marla Singer?
Right? How about number four, Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, the original Wonder Woman? We also have in here Nell Carter.
Yeah.
How could you forget that? Rosalind Carter, who was the president's wife.
See, I didn't get that far yet in my book.
Right. As you go down the list here, a bunch of jazz people and singers and various random celebrities. But there you go. Famous people with the last name of Carter. Oh, Clarence Carter.
Uh-huh. Was Beyonce on that list at all?
She was not. No.
Just what about Rumi and Sir? Are they on there yet?
Just Blue Ivy.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Jen's with the entertainment news on July 20th.
So earlier this morning, we were talking about songs that make you cry, and I was just trying to make Shaylee watch this video that just came out. This sweet, sweet family that had foster kids, and now they can formally adopt them, and they went to Disney World and had Mickey Mouse do it. Watch the video of it, and if you don't cry, Shaylee, then seriously, we're sending you to a therapist. This video will make you ball. So look that up.
She's a cold-hearted snake.
Aww. Celebrating birthdays today from Dancing with the Stars, newly married dancer and actress Julianne Hough is 29. Did you see her abs, by the way, on her honeymoon pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
They look just like mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you say abs?
Her abs are incredible.
Jeez.
That, too. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Carlos Santana is 70 today. Model and wife of Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, Gisele Bündchen, is 37. The creators of HBO's Game of Thrones have their next show already lined up. David Benioff and Dan Weiss are going to write and direct an original series called Confederate. The show is set in an alternative reality in a nation where slavery is still legal and southern U.S. states have seceded. HBO said the series chronicles the events leading to the Third American Civil War.
I will love that.
The controversy over the show has already started. People are freaking out, saying there's enough divide in American politics. We don't need this. People already losing their minds.
The show.
It's not even been filmed yet.
To watch The Man in the High Castle, that's what somebody we were talking about this morning on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's what would happen if Nazi Germany and Japan had won World War II and they split the U.S. in half. Half is Japanese territory, half is German territory.
Where do you find this show?
Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Yep.
Comic-Con going on this week in San Diego, and on Conan this week, he's doing his shows live from there. So Andy Richter gave him a little quiz, a series of Comic-Con related questions.
These are some tough questions.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. What were Uncle Ben's dying words to Peter Parker?
Beware the reboot.
White Walker is another name for?
A Trump cabinet member.
Oh. What superhero smells too strongly of cologne?
Uberman.
Green Arrow sometimes goes by the name?
Right on Red Arrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did George Lucas originally want to call lightsabers?
Laser dongs.
Of course he did.
And Madonna is stopping the auction of her personal items, including a love letter penned to her from her ex-boyfriend and late rapper Tupac. The order to block the auction was given by a New York Supreme Court judge Tuesday at the request of the pop star. The items that were set to be auctioned off include the letter from Tupac, a hairbrush with some of Madonna's hair, and a used pair of her underwear.
Huh.
Madonna says she was shocked to hear about the planned auction of her personal items. Court documents name Madonna's former friend, Darlene Lutz, as the person behind the sale of the items. That Tupac letter was expected to go for around $400,000.
Why does she have used underwear?
None of my friends have my old ones, I can tell you that. Why would your friends?
That's what you think. We have someone on line three.
Let's go to Jim and Olathe, who's got your...
That's your entertainment news for Thursday on the show.
I'm going to start handing those out as Christmas presents. Save these. They might be worth something someday.
Oh, they're not. I assure you.
It's brought to you by Van Subaru. Get the Subaru you... I just imagine when they open this. Oh, my gosh.
Get it's very 16 candles.
Get the Subaru you really want today at Van Subaru and the Van Autoplex. Just 8 minutes from downtown at I-29 and Vivian Road or at vansubaru.com. Van Subaru, no games, no gimmicks, just real value. You're welcome for the snort, by the way.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.